成都市2018级高中毕业班第一次诊断性检测。英语听力考试正式开始，请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
What presents are popular in your country?
Well, it depends on the receivers. For children, toys are the best choice. For youth, books are recommended. Who watched the TV program with you?
My dad. You know, I could never expect my brother to enjoy anything with me. It would have been more interesting watching with friends. Hi there, Kate. Come on in. How are you today?
Fine, thanks.
Well, as I explained on the phone, I'm a counselor here at the student services section of the university. I'm interviewing overseas students to help me draw up a guide for new students. So, I'd be grateful if you could tell me a little about your time since you've been here in Cambridge.
And why did you leave your last job?
My wife has been transferred to Emeryville, and I understand your company has an opening there.
Yes, that's right. But the position won't start until the middle of next month. Would that be a problem for you?
Please share more about the photograph.
Yes, it's a very, very special photograph. I accidentally saw it 5 years ago when I traveled to Vietnam. Thanks to the photo, the photographer was awarded the Pulitzer Prize.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hey, why did you pay for your meal with cash instead of the payment apps on your phone?
Well, I've gone back to cash.
I'm only using payment apps if that's the only option.
I'm trying to save money for a new phone, and I find that using cash rather than payment apps helps me to save.
But how? Money is money, isn't it?
If we spend 100 yuan in cash, we will realize we don't have that 100 yuan to spend on something else. But if we spend electronically, we're less likely to make that mental calculation.
That's true. Perhaps I should take the same approach. It's worth trying. Hey, why did you pay for your meal with cash instead of the payment apps on your phone?
Well, I've gone back to cash.
I'm only using payment apps if that's the only option.
I'm trying to save money for a new phone, and I find that using cash rather than payment apps helps me to save.
But how? Money is money, isn't it?
If we spend 100 yuan in cash, we will realize we don't have that 100 yuan to spend on something else. But if we spend electronically, we're less likely to make that mental calculation.
That's true. Perhaps I should take the same approach. It's worth trying.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Can you give me some information about getting into the center of town? We'll probably head in tomorrow.
Well, you could drive in, but it's difficult to get a space, and it's quite expensive if you are staying there all day.
It's really troublesome to drive around and look for a parking place.
In that case, you are probably best taking a taxi or a bus.
How much is a taxi?
Into town, it will be about £12. Actually, no. I'd say it's around £15. Fares have increased recently. It only takes about 10 minutes.
Right, I see. What about taking a bus?
It's only £2 per person. The bus ride is about 15 minutes. And you may also consider walking if you like. It's not so far anyway.
Right.Well, there are a few options there. Maybe it's more interesting to take a bus. We can tour around a little bit. Can you give me some information about getting into the center of town? We'll probably head in tomorrow.
Well, you could drive in, but it's difficult to get a space, and it's quite expensive if you are staying there all day.
It's really troublesome to drive around and look for a parking place.
In that case, you are probably best taking a taxi or a bus.
How much is a taxi?
Into town, it will be about £12. Actually, no. I'd say it's around £15. Fares have increased recently. It only takes about 10 minutes.
Right, I see. What about taking a bus?
It's only £2 per person. The bus ride is about 15 minutes. And you may also consider walking if you like. It's not so far anyway.
Right. Well, there are a few options there. Maybe it's more interesting to take a bus. We can tour around a little bit.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hi, Tim. I've been wondering when I'd run into you. Have you been here long?
I arrived yesterday, on Sunday. How about you?
I got here a few days ago, on Saturday. No, wait a minute. What day is it today? Sorry, Friday, not Saturday.
But we didn't have to be here till today.
Yes, I know. But I wanted to get my things moved into my room and just take a look around. So, did you decide to do English in the end?
No, I changed my mind and chose history instead. And you're doing biology, if I remember correctly.
Yes. What's your first lecture on, anyway?
Oh, it's a lecture on the French Revolution.
The French Revolution? How boring.
It's not boring at all. It was an important period of history. It changed everything in Europe. So what's your first lecture about?
It's about animal behavior. It sounds really amazing.
Look, I was on my way to the library. I'm going to get some of these books out and start reading for the first essay I've got to write.
Hi, Tim. I've been wondering when I'd run into you. Have you been here long?
I arrived yesterday, on Sunday. How about you?
I got here a few days ago, on Saturday. No, wait a minute. What day is it today? Sorry, Friday, not Saturday.
But we didn't have to be here till today.
Yes, I know. But I wanted to get my things moved into my room and just take a look around. So, did you decide to do English in the end?
No, I changed my mind and chose history instead. And you're doing biology, if I remember correctly.
Yes. What's your first lecture on, anyway?
Oh, it's a lecture on the French Revolution.
The French Revolution? How boring.
It's not boring at all. It was an important period of history. It changed everything in Europe. So what's your first lecture about?
It's about animal behavior. It sounds really amazing.
Look, I was on my way to the library. I'm going to get some of these books out and start reading for the first essay I've got to write.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个选项。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
On what occasions do people in your country celebrate parties?
There are many occasions where people throw parties, such as New Year's Eve, wedding engagements, family reunions, birthdays, etc. But sometimes people hold parties just when they want to meet up and want to have something fun to do.
Are you a party animal?
Yes, I am. I'm crazy about going to parties.I love meeting friends, drinking, and talking.
When do parties often start and finish? And where is it usually held?
It depends on what kind of party it is. I believe the perfect time to have a party is in the evening from 8 to 11 p.m. Parties are held inside or outside. Some formal events, like weddings or housewarmings, are organized inside.While others, like family reunions and birthdays, may be held outside.
What do you usually wear when you go to a party?
I often wear casual clothes, like a t-shirt and jeans if I go to informal parties, and a dress for formal ones.
Do you enjoy drinking alcohol at the parties?
Yes, A little beer can cheer me up.
Do people have to bring anything to the party?
It's not required, but sometimes visitors bring some gifts to show their love for the host.
On what occasions do people in your country celebrate parties?
There are many occasions where people throw parties, such as New Year's Eve, wedding engagements, family reunions, birthdays, etc. But sometimes people hold parties just when they want to meet up and want to have something fun to do.
Are you a party animal?
Yes, I am. I'm crazy about going to parties. I love meeting friends, drinking, and talking.
When do parties often start and finish? And where is it usually held?
It depends on what kind of party it is. I believe the perfect time to have a party is in the evening from 8 to 11 p.m. Parties are held inside or outside. Some formal events, like weddings or housewarmings, are organized inside, while others, like family reunions and birthdays, may be held outside.
What do you usually wear when you go to a party?
I often wear casual clothes, like a t-shirt and jeans if I go to informal parties, and a dress for formal ones.
Do you enjoy drinking alcohol at the parties?
Yes. A little beer can cheer me up.
Do people have to bring anything to the party?
It's not required, but sometimes visitors bring some gifts to show their love for the host.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Welcome to Further Education Information Week. This is the Physical Education Faculty's session, and I'm head of the faculty. During the course of this morning, we hope to give you a clear idea of what we offer in our training programs. Some of these courses are open to school leavers, but for some, you need relevant, successful employment.So firstly, Physical Fitness Instructor's course is offered as a 6-month certificate course, which includes an important component of personal fitness, but there are no specific entry requirements. For sports administrators, we provide a 4-month certificate course, but you should be aware that this is designed for those who are in employment.This employment must be current and related to sports administration. Now, for physical education teachers, we offer a 4-year degree in education. This degree course is designed for preparing students to teach in primary and secondary schools and needs no prior qualifications as it is entered directly by school leavers.Remember that this is a vocational training institute. We train you so that you can take up a particular kind of job. So, it is important that you know the main roles of the jobs, what the work is like, and what kind of qualities you need to succeed at them.
Welcome to Further Education Information Week.This is a physical education faculty session, and I'm head of the faculty. During the course of this morning, we hope to give you a clear idea of what we offer in our training programs. Some of these courses are open to school leavers, but for some, you need relevant, successful employment. So, firstly, physical fitness instructor's course is offered as a 6-month certificate course, which includes an important component of personal fitness, but there are no specific entry requirements. For sports administrators, we provide a 4-month certificate course, but you should be aware that this is designed for those who are in employment. This employment must be current and related to sports administration. Now, for physical education teachers, we offer a 4-year degree in education. This degree course is designed for preparing students to teach in primary and secondary schools and needs no prior qualifications, as it is entered directly by school leavers. Remember that this is a vocational training institute. We train you so that you can take up a particular kind of job. So, it is important that you know the main roles of the jobs, what the work is like, and what kind of qualities you need to succeed at them.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。